Chapter 1. The man in front of her was crazy. That, or he was having some sort of an attack. One that involved dancing up and down and gesturing wildly, all the while talking a mile a minute, his words tumbling out with such speed. They all ran together in one dense, unintelligible stream. Not that Harry could have understood the words, even if the man had been speaking slower. She stood up from where she'd been seated on a wooden lounge, enjoying the peace of the balmy Mediterranean night. The temptation to say, "I'm sorry, but it's all Greek to me," is almost overwhelming. You do realize that, right? She asked the man. He continued his dancing, gesturing, babbling routine, this time adding a peculiar plucking motion with the hem of her linen tunic. She glanced around, wondering if she'd misunderstood. "Am I not supposed to be here? Is this garden off limits to us? Derek said it was the garden area on the other side of the house that was for guests only. Did I get that wrong?" The little man, and he was little, at least a good 10 inches shorter than her solid 6 feet, evidently grew distressed at her inability to understand, for he grabbed her wrist and hauled her toward the massive bulk of the house. "Is Timmy in the well?" she asked, a little smile curling her lips, before her gaze moved from what she thought must surely be one of the servants to the house itself. Only house doesn't quite cut it as a description, does it? It's more like a palace. Houses don't have wings. Palaces do. And I defy you to find a house sitting by its lonesome on its very own Greek island. No, sir. This is a palace, pure and simple. And although I'm sure you have a good reason for dragging me to it, I should point out that the only people who are staying in its palatial confines are guests, and I'm with the band. We have the little bungalow on the servant end of the island. Hello? You really don't speak a word of English, do you? Harry sighed. The man continued to drag her through a very pleasant garden filled with sweet-scented flowering Mediterranean shrubs that were unfamiliar to her, attractive hedges and pretty neoclassical statues. The night air was balmy. The heavy scent from some flower mingled with the sharper and, to her mind, more pleasing tang of the sea. It was everything she imagined a rich man's private island paradise should be. Well, with the exception of the wizened little man who gripped her wrist. "I couldn't just sit quietly somewhere," she asked the man. "I promise I won't bother anyone. I don't think I could. I'm so jet-lagged I can't even think straight. Look, that's a nice little bench right over there in the corner next to the statue of the guy with a really big winky. I wouldn't be in anyone's way. I'll just go sit and contemplate his gigantic genitals, and all will be well." "Harry!" A man appeared suddenly at the window, hanging out of it and waving frantically. "There you are. Hurry!" "Derek, what are you doing in the house?" Harry thinned her lips at the sight of the young man. "You said we weren't supposed to go near it while the guests were here." "That doesn't matter now. Hurry up." "If you think I don't have anything better to do than to fly halfway around the world to bail your butt out of trouble because you can't follow a few simple rules..." "No, it's not me." He pulled back inside the window. "It's Sin. She's been attacked." "What?" Her bellow took the little man, still attached to her wrist, by surprise, causing him to drop her hand as if it were suddenly made of fire. Adrenaline shot through her with a painful spike, adrenaline and fury that almost consumed her. She leaped forward, easily hurdling the low stone balustrade of a patio area as she bolted for the nearest entrance to the house, wrenching open a pair of French doors. She didn't stop to apologize to the small group of people standing around a pool table as she raced past the men and women in elegant evening clothes and made a beeline for a door that was bound to lead to a central...